In Northwest News from KPLU, the University of Washington football team is spending the holiday break preparing for a battle against Oklahoma State University in the Cactus Bowl. It happens next Friday, January 2nd in Tempe, Arizona. Sports commentator Art Teal talked about the matchup. Art, let's start with what you can tell us about Oklahoma State.
Well, I think the key thing for Washington fans to know is that that athletic program is owned by T. Boone Pickens in the way Phil Knight owns the University of Oregon's athletic program. The billionaire investor has spent many millions on upgrading Oklahoma State's facilities and programs. And so if Husky fans need to demonize the opponent for a bowl game, there's a very good reason. But the other interesting thing is that they've had a wildly erratic season. They barely lost to Florida State in the opener, Florida State being in the Final Four of this year's playoffs. Then they won five in a row, followed by five really bad losses by an average of about 26 points a game. And they salvaged the season in their last game when they beat arch rival Oklahoma 38-35 in overtime. But 5 days after the game against Oklahoma, police announced that they had arrested one of Oklahoma State's star players, Tyreek Hill, who scored a touchdown on a punt return against Oklahoma. He was arrested and charged with domestic abuse via strangulation, a very scary prospect that caused head coach Mike Gundy to basically fire Hill on the spot. He is off the team, and a lot of controversy surrounded that decision, as well as the investigation. So they're in a lot of tumult heading into this bowl game.
Sounds a little bit like some of the problems UW coach Chris Peterson had at the beginning of his first season with the Huskies.
Yes, there is an analogy here because Peterson had his problems at the beginning of the season and not now troubling him because he threw half a dozen players off his team. And he also suspended quarterback Siler Miles for an episode of fighting after the Super Bowl win in Seattle in early February. It caused Miles to miss most of spring. There are people who think he shouldn't have played at all this fall, but Peterson suspended him for only a single game. The lost practice time has been a real problem for Miles. Only in the last couple, three games did he seem to grow into the job and demonstrate that he was a Pac-12 level starting quarterback. And so that's a value at the end of the season, and that's what they expect to try to exploit during these coming practices.
Nothing really at stake in the outcome of this bowl game, but that's not to say it's not going to be valuable for the Huskies.
Right. This is an opportunity to get 15 practices that bowl-less teams don't get. The bowl season is thoroughly overinflated from the standpoint of having mediocre teams like Oklahoma State at 6-6 getting into the postseason, but that's the way college football has worked for many years. It's only going to get more bloated. But the coaches really do enjoy it because those extra practices, 15 in total for each team, really are valuable. And it's really valuable for the Huskies because Siler Miles missed all of spring ball last year. He's going to get a head start to solidifying his job as the starting quarterback for Washington. So there is value, even though no one may care about this outside of Oklahoma and Washington.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.